This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As they still pick up the pieces in Maui, Idalia, a raging monster of a hurricane, is now a post-tropical cyclone. Yeah, those winds. It's pretty scary, my friends, when you're sitting in a house and you figure, what do I do? Where do I go? It's too late now. And it sounds like a freight train is coming through, and a lot of people experience that. I did experience those high winds and power shortages, outages, and all those things, but nowhere near what so many others did in the state of Florida, in Georgia, in the Carolinas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are doing okay. Whatever it is, we are here at almost the precipice. We are at the precipice of a holiday weekend, so hopefully you get a couple of days to string together to just relax wherever it is that you are. You know, I've learned some new vocabulary in the last couple of days. Hurricane tourism, weather porn, meaning people that shouldn't be going back into areas, but they want to take selfies, they want to put video out there, they want to see the water flying over the walls and breaking down through into the pavements and into tourism areas. And the same thing with the weather porn is that people are glued to every ounce of information they can get about the weather. And I understand being glued to wanting to get that information if you were in the eye of it all. So it's an interesting question when you talk about tourism, for example, when it relates to Maui. Businesses are saying stay out, but then there are others that are saying please come back because we need the money. We're on an island. We are isolated. And already I'm hearing some of those conversations in Florida. Like, don't chase out the tourists because it's a holiday weekend and our beaches might have gotten wrecked, but you can still throw a towel on the beach or a blanket or sit underneath an umbrella and go and swim or experience whatever it was you were expecting to experience. Although good luck with the travel in and out. The airports are open, just like travel to Maui is open, but it's difficult to navigate in some senses. So what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, the disasters in California, the disaster in Maui, terrible in Lahaina, almost nothing compares to that, of course, because of how many people lost their lives and the devastation, the burned out vehicles, houses, the people who were found huddled together, who burned to death. And the fact that you still have some people missing, even though they have poured through the areas, and then you thought about, well, maybe some of them died in the water, just some horrible, horrible scenarios. But then you have these companies, like kayaking tour companies. I took a kayaking tour, and I know I've told the story on the air. It was amazing in Maui where a whale went underneath our kayak, scared me to death, but had the life experience of a lifetime. Well, think about that. They can still take people out. They've lost 95% of their bookings. So it is something that areas, especially that are driven by tourism, really, really struggle with. And some tourists are stepping up to try to help Maui and help the local businesses, but it's going to be a much different place, I think, for a while. All right, the politics of the day that seep into our lives, because I say in this show, on this show, it's about what affects you and me, what happens in our backyard. So January 6th happened before our eyes. Some people saw little bits and pieces of it. Some people talk about being glued to the content, being glued to what was happening because there was so much live footage when it all started to unfold. the Proud Boy leader, Joseph Biggs, was sentenced to 17 years for what happened on January 6th. And his co-defendant, who led the Philadelphia Proud Boys, was separately sentenced to 15 years. And, you know, we've seen some of what has been handed down for all of the people that have been found through social media, etc. And these are steep sentences, but they're actually half of what prosecutors sought and the federal sentencing guidelines suggested. So when you look at that amount of time, the Justice Department argued that Biggs and his cohort in Philly were engaged in terrorism in coordination with former Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio, who is going to be sentenced, you know, next week. So saying they aimed to intimidate and terrify not just lawmakers, but also the rest of the country that they didn't agree with and make them yield to their political point of view. That was what was said in court. So now that is that's the sentencing. And the reaction to it was pretty swift. Defense attorney Norm Pattis argued that it was harsh sentencing for the Proud Boys that would make people afraid to go to protests for fear that if they become violent, their incendiary speech might be used against them. And he warned that long sentences would create a martyrdom syndrome among anti-government activists akin to the deadly 93 siege near Waco, Texas. So, watching this and what happened with Tarrio, who created this leadership group for January 6th that included Biggs, is going to be sentenced. I guess it's not actually Tuesday. It's going to be sentenced. He's going to be sentenced on Friday. They led about 200 Proud Boys to the Capitol before the supporters were directed there. And so prosecutors say the Proud Boys led the growing mob forward through the barricades and into the buildings. Capitol Police Officer Shay Cooney testified earlier in the week about standing on the other side of that crowd trying to keep them out. She couldn't stop to connect with her family, she said, or to check on Officer Brian Sicknick, who collapsed hours after the riot and died the next day. Just a terrible, horrible thing that happened to him and his family, ripped apart by it. So it is that question of, wow, how many years has it been? This many years later, now this all plays out in court. And in the mailbag, there were plenty of people who reacted to it. So we're going to talk about your thoughts on that and many other things that are going on coming up a couple of segments from now. We have a great mic drop, my friends, too, at the tail end of the hour. One that I think some of you can relate to, and one that really has a lot of people seething. The thing that some of you were talking about is not the hurricane winds, not the damage that's happened in the aftermath, not what's happened in Lahaina, although you think it's terrible and you've sent a little bit of money or help or in some sort of way, but it's that record heat that is crushing you and making you feel like you're boiling. I know my friends in Texas say that's what it feels like to them. We're talking about that with a mix of other odds and ends on the flip side.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Kate, I got a so hot joke for you, and the bump line for him was, it's so hot they installed a fan in the debt ceiling. Ba-dum-bump. Luckily, we're not talking about the debt ceiling, Bobby, right now. I got one for you. It's so hot chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs. Well, that's weak. I think I knew that joke when I was eight, somebody told me that joke. I've seen that a couple of different places. So I'm sure that you could look that up and maybe find some other how hot is it sizzling lines. But it is true. People are talking about the heat and they just can't help it. The extreme heat, the abnormality of the hot weather. I got those hiccups. The fact that people are experiencing these record heat waves. And look, we've all dealt with hot weather, but a lot of us have dealt with hot weather. But having lived in the great state of Texas, every person that I have met, I know every person that I know in Texas has written to me, reached out to me in some way to tell me how awful it is, how hot it is, how it feels like it's 100 degrees almost the entire day, and what a drought it is. I mean, a deadly heat wave that has put millions of people, at one point 153 million people in 19 states under alerts. And this is Labor Day, so temperatures are going to rise again on Friday, climb even higher into Labor Day on Monday, because that high pressure flex really flexing its muscles across the midsection of the United States. So how about Minneapolis, where the mothership rests, coming within a few degrees of 100 degrees Sunday and Monday, breaking or tying daily records from 1925. 25. Wow. In Chicago, daytime temps during the latter part of the weekend and the beginning of the week rivaling high marks set back in the 1950s. You know, records are made to be broken, and that's a big thing when I talk about sports, but I don't think we want these records broken. They're just not great records. You have Oklahoma City. I know we have a lot of great people listening there and in Dallas and in Wichita, Kansas. I mean, it's been a searing, crazy stretch of weather in the second week in August. It led to, what, consecutive days of triple-digit temps, and that's supposed to continue well beyond the first couple of days of September. So you get through the holiday, and then, wow, are we getting closer to the fall? How about Nashville, Iowa City, Norman, Oklahoma, Fort Worth, Texas? Tilting. And we have college football games, big ones that are coming up. And the temperatures at the time of those places I mentioned are going to be in the 90s to near 100. So what does that mean for players who have a lot of padding on? Hydration, 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 fans, sitting on cooling stations. Boy, tailgating would be a bummer. You'd have to have a lot of cool things to be, like one of those neck coolers. You'd have to have all kinds of things, I think. And you know what the key is, and it'll be for the athletes for sure, is electrolytes, getting those, drinking things loaded with electrolytes, because that definitely helps. I've told my story far too often about covering the Dallas Cowboys and thinking I'm in great shape and almost having a heat stroke, and it was so shocking. It just all of a sudden, boom, it just hits you and you don't realize it. You get this crazy lightheadedness, and it is scary. It's something that if you're listening to my voice, you don't want to have that happen to you. So just take care of all those places that I mentioned that are really going to get hammered in the next couple of days, because it is absolutely no joke. And it is about trying to figure out ways to cool off, and not be hammered throughout the day by staying out in the sun, I think, too long if you don't have to. That's why the whole tailgating thing. If you're tailgating, which is the best, because this is the best time for tailgating. You start the season, you go into the season, you get deeper into the seasons, whether it's football, whether it's your kids' games, whatever it is. And it's fun. I mean, let's face it, it's fun. You see people you don't get to see during the week, or maybe you haven't seen for a while. You put out those chairs and people are cooking up stuff on the grills. It's good fun. I mean, it is. I have some great memories of tailgating. But you start to add up those hours, and boy, oh boy, it's just too much. That's for sure. All right, you know, in the odds and ends category, I talked about this the other day. I felt so fortunate coming off of the hurricane, which now it's everywhere. People are sharing insane pictures and video of what happened and how they narrowly survived and things that were ripped apart when it hit as a cat 3 at one point in Florida, and then went blazed a trail through the Carolinas and finally is now being spit out on the other side back into the Atlantic. But we got that rare super blue moon. And I know in the mailbag I got a couple of emails, and I just wanted to jump to them before we got to the segment. Erica said, "Kate, I heard you talking about the whole blue moon thing for just a few minutes in a show, and I decided I was going to, because I'm always running around, getting the kids ready, just not thinking about it, and then the next day I remember, oh, there was supposed to be some phenomenon in the sky, and I went out, and it was pretty cool. It was like somebody had put a giant, beautiful light bulb out in the sky. Like, looking at it was quite a spectacle. And the fact that I knew it was a rare blue moon made it even more special. So I'm glad you mentioned that on your show, because I don't think you get to see them very often." No, you don't get to see them very often. It is rare. I mean, it's the closest full moon of the year. And Wednesday night, it was a show. I mean, it was a glowing, I like your analogy, it was a glowing object illuminated in the sky. I didn't even, usually when I walk the dog, I put on these bands that light up, and I didn't put the bands on. I just walked because I had the, you know, I had the fullness of the moon, and it was so bright that there was no reason to have that. The super blue moon basically lit up my path for me that looped me around back to the house, and I got a lot of different views of it. So yeah, I think it's pretty cool when you can remember it. You know, you talk about it, but then it's the key is to remember it, right? Speaking of remembering it, something that's happening right now is Burning Man. And at Burning Man, there's a 26-foot tall box sculpture that is a tribute to Ukraine. So in the early hours of Thursday, in the middle of the city that sort of rises up, which is a great description, in the Black Rock Desert every summer, there's a 26-foot tall, 13-foot wide box that was set on fire. The flames formed a column shooting up into the sky, and there was this wooden tower for over 20 minutes before it collapsed to reveal a secret monument hidden within it, which was a giant steel phoenix representing the resilience of war-torn Ukraine. That's Burning Man. Burning Man is an arts and music festival, and what they do is they set fire to a wooden effigy each year, and a lot of those things that they set fire to end in ashes, so they're built to be burned down after a really short lifespan, because that's the whole idea, you're burning it down. So this one was called the Phoenix, and I think it's really, this is the neat part about it for me, there was 14 artists and fabricators in both Ukraine's city Kyiv and Chicago, and in the moments before Thursday's burn, audio of explosions and air raid sirens rang out around that installation while an opera singer arrived unplanned and performed a song in Ukrainian. Wow! Very different from some of the things that have happened in the past, but these festivals get bigger and bigger every single year. Your thoughts as we head to the mailbag coming up around the bend.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia is bringing life-threatening flash floods to parts of eastern North Carolina. The storm that came onshore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday morning is now a tropical storm with sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning is in effect for South Santee River north to North Carolina-Virginia state line. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying Hurricane Idalia left behind major damage,
particularly along Florida's Big Bend. The community is resilient, and we are going to work hard to make sure people get what they need.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not fit for office. McConnell, who's 81, appeared to freeze up while speaking to reporters yesterday, raising concerns over his health. Greene, in a social media post, said severe aging and health issues among the nation's leaders must be addressed. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your thoughts. Remember, you can email me 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Got this one from Max. Kate, now what? How bad was it with Idalia? I was worried about you and your family, and I guess now it's the people in the Carolinas who are suffering the tail end of this. But looking at the damage that was left behind from Florida, man, I heard you say some dollar amount in the billions, and with those roadways and those evacuations and what happened in the Big Bend area, I can only imagine now what it's like for the people that have to rebuild or do the whole drywall thing or figure out what it is that they need to do next. Well, bingo, bingo, bingo. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, like there's no... It's like somebody told me today, there's no time to feel sorry. You got to start assessing. You got to start getting rid of things. If you had a flood, you've got the damage. You got to get things out of those houses. You got to start calling the insurance people because every day you wait, you're in line, and it takes there's like a long recovery time, right? I mean, look, the hurricane set record high levels across 200 miles in Florida from a stretch to Tampa that caused extensive damage in a lot of coastal communities. In fact, less than a mile from where my family lives. So I totally understand. I mean, when it roared into Big Bend, it was 125-mile-an-hour winds. So there was some wind damage, but so much of it had to do in assessing it had to do with water, 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 because high tide, the surge, all of that. It was just the worst. Plus the mood, which just that whole blue moon thing just made it worse. So the storm hammered low-lying areas and brought that massive storm surge. The power going out, that also, of course, lent its way to disaster. You had submerged homes and cars and unmoored boats and downed power lines. So it's not good. And you're right. So what happens now is that, what I said, people have to get hop to it. There's no time to feel badly. It's the time to, I got to pick up the pieces here and I got to file this paperwork and I got to figure out what to do. And I have to be careful, because here's something that happens. Many of you know this. Many of you listening have had to deal with floods in some way. But what happens is you get flesh-eating bacteria, you get mold, you get carbon monoxide poisoning, you get car fires, you have snakes, you have, guess what, gators in Florida. Just like our friends in Louisiana know what it's like to deal with that because of all the brackish water. There's so many things that come along with standing water left by storm surge. I mean, it's a breeding ground for mosquitoes. It's terrible. There was a woman who lives a couple streets over from me who said in what was called the storm of the century, they were in the middle of it, and she said her husband was in the back trying to really tie up the boat. She said she felt like she was watching Indiana Jones be consumed by bugs because they just flew right in his face and all over his body. And so that's the kind of thing that happens, and it is the aftermath that you have to be really, really careful about. Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good question, actually. All right, let's move on to this one. This is from Luna, who says, hey, Kate, I know you're in the middle of the hurricane. I knew you're dealing with that. But I am curious as to what happened with the with some of the college action, because in a week, I think it is, the NFL is back, but there certainly are some college games that are up, and there were some big ones. You went through them the other day, and I know there was a big Thursday night game. My husband went to Utah, and I don't know what the final score was, what happened in that game, so I can tell him and seem like I know what's going on. I like that. Utah beat the Gators 24-11. So that's a big season opening win for them. Their quarterback just did a good job of handing off when he needed to, figuring out ways to move the chains. The defense did a great job for Utah. And this was billed as what looked to be a pretty big game, a pretty tight game, and they did what they had to do defensively, especially, and even passing yards wasn't outrageous spectacular, but enough, just under 250 passing yards and a little less as far as rushing. And the key thing is Bryson Barnes, you want to sound like you know what you're talking about for the Utes, Bryson Barnes threw a 70-yard touchdown pass to Money Parks on the first play of the game. That helps. That helps. I love the name, too. Money. My name's Money Parks. I like it. All right. Here's another one. This is from, well, there's lots of them. This one is from Lars. Kate, I've never emailed your show. I know, yada yada, people say things like that, but I'm serious. But I have listened a lot. I like the fact that I feel when I listen to you, I learn a little chunk of something I didn't know before, because I get hit over the head with the same things during the day, which I get that. You know, you're my favorite along with Sean Hannity, But I like that there's other things I can fill in the blanks with, so to speak, or you call it the virtual water cooler. See, I'm starting to pick up your vernacular. And my question, although I could talk about the Proud Boys sentencing, I could talk about Justice Thomas and the trips and what does it mean for future judges that are picked and all of those things that are happening. But I'm fascinated by a sport I know very little about, and Lionel Messi and the mania that is surrounding him, and just how good is this for American soccer. I do have two kids now in college who played soccer, and I know they talk about him. They talk about some of the other leagues, but now more people, my son says, are interested in MLS, and they're willing to pay a fortune for tickets to see Messi. Yeah, you know, ticket prices through the roof. I mean, there's a game coming up. There's a game that's coming up between, can you imagine this? Inter Miami and Los Angeles FC. It's the most expensive for a Major League Soccer game ever. Average prices are $690. That's a 527% increase over the average ticket price of an MLS game, period. You know, where before Messi joined the MLS league. So that's, I mean, can, you know, hello. I mean, obviously, he has incredible feats that he's able to do on the pitch, and he is a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to branding. I mean, everybody wants just a piece of him. And, you know, I guess even sales of all kinds of soccer kits and things are on the rise. So if I was involved in MLS, I would be very grateful to Miami and the fact that that they were able to convince him to come and play there, because he is the X factor. I mean, there's no doubt about it when you're talking about selling tickets at that price. Absolutely. I love that you threw me that one and that you had kids that were in soccer. All right, we bounce back to politics here from Fanny, who says, I listened to your conversation with Martha Zoller, and it's so funny that she didn't think that this trial would go on of Trump and the 18 others, but apparently now it's going to be an even bigger deal. I guess the trial has been green-lighted for that case to be televised. Yeah, if I think I talked about this, that I thought for sure it would be televised and that it would be huge ratings for whoever ran it. So everybody's going to run it. I know that people will watch it. So that, think about it. People are going to, networks are going to run it. In a court hearing on Thursday, the Superior Court of Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee, he got the case, said he would make all hearings and possible trials available to be broadcast on the YouTube channel that Fulton County Court has. So, and then he also said he's going to allow broadcast news media to have pool cameras. So what you do there is you have news organizations like Fox and CNN and, you know, ABC, they'll all just get in bed together, so to speak, and somebody runs the camera on their particular day. They share the camera access. That's what happens, because they're all seeing the same thing. And even allowing members of the media to use cell phones and computers in the courtroom for non-recording purposes, like note-taking. How about that? Some of the other stuff I didn't realize, but they went pretty deep on what could and couldn't be used in the Fulton County Court. It's going to be interesting. Remember, shoot me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kate Delaney, tail end of this hour. Wow. I feel like the master of disaster every time I crack open the mic, and I feel so privileged to be with you and do this now, the show for over 16 years on the great GCN network and just the backing and of so many people that listen to the show and so many great stations that carry it and the great crew behind me at the mothership in Minneapolis. And I mean, honestly, I couldn't be more thrilled than to be in this position. So while I was cleaning up after the crazy hurricane, and there was a lot of things to do, but I'm not complaining. There was no snakes. I'm not all those flesh-eating bacteria things, standing water, alligators, none of that. None of that was happening. You know how you reward yourself? Like you're going to, whatever it is. You don't drink that much, but you're going to have a cold beer because you just did the lawn and it was really a beast. You are going to go and spend some money on some electronics because you just got a promotion at work. Whatever it is. We all We all understand that, right? It's like going out and celebrating, going somewhere fancy, as my grandfather would say, to eat. So I had that moment. I'm prepping for the show. I'm interviewing people during the day and between dealing with the debris and whatever. And I just want to watch some tennis. I just want to watch the U.S. Open. I want to see how the Americans are doing. And I'm proud of these Americans that finally they're making some noise. And the great John Isner, who's been on the show before, just a great kid, great guy, and he's going to retire. So I want to be able to see his match. I want to be able to see what happens. And feet up. I'm telling you. I'm mopping the brow from the sweat. And I'm ready for that moment. And I'm watching and I'm watching. And the moment is great. There's some incredible athleticism. Some of the Americans, they're checking in on all these different games. And it's good. It's really good. Then all of a sudden, boom, boom. I find out, because they tell me as they rip the picture from me, Disney channels, including ESPN and ABC, go dark on Charter Spectrum because they're sparring over a new deal. You gotta be kidding me. First of all, and this is a ridiculous amount of money, they hold us hostage for hundreds of dollars a month because you know how you have to bag everything with the internet, with your channels, and you can't get this channel if you don't get that channel. You all know it. You all get it. And you try to figure out other ways. How else can I do it? I mean, it used to be you could have a cable and your neighbors would share. But those days are long gone. I was seething. So I wasn't the only one. There are 15 million Charter Spectrum customers that lost the channels. On Thursday, the networks went dark. They are hammering out this carriage deal. So the 25 channels were cut from cable TV providers because the companies are blaming the other for the service, and they're blaming the other for the service disruption. And this is the beginning of college football. I talked about that great Utah win. And so in the middle, and this was me, in the middle of this highly anticipated U.S. Open match between Carlos Alcaraz, by the way, who I got to meet along with some other reporters, only a handful of us, though, in Miami, which we brought you some of those sounds from Miami this year, and Lloyd Harris was going on along with some of the other Americans that I was talking about, like John Isner. So because Spectrum is the number two cable TV provider in the country, servicing the Billie Jean King Tennis Center during the U.S. Open, ESPN broadcasts, you know, they go out in Arthur Ashe Stadium, all of that, the media workroom, and all around the grounds, around 8 p.m., poof, cut. We're talking about media that comes from all over the world. Poof, cut. Good luck trying to describe the action. Yeah, you know the box score and you can go to the press conferences afterwards. But how are you describing what happened? And you can't possibly go from court to court, and there's not seats for all those reporters. So it also messed up all of that coverage. So now they're saying the company is vowing to keep negotiating in good faith, and they put a message out on the blacked out channels to tell us that's what they were doing. And this is what it said. This is what it said. We offer Disney a fair deal, yet they're demanding an excessive increase. That was Spectrum. They also want to limit our ability to provide greater customer choice in programming packages, forcing you to take and pay for channels you may not want. We are very disappointed with their position, which has negatively impacted our customers. Wow. Oh, I know some of you feel this. I know I'm not the only one. And what do they call them? First world problems. But I want this first world problem, right? I had that moment and they took it from me. They just ripped it out from underneath us. So who do you blame? Do you blame Spectrum? They have 14.7 million pay TV subscribers. Do you blame Disney because they're going broke for some lousy business decisions they made? They've cut people at their networks. They've made some, like I said, lame decisions in the past. They're trying to figure out ways to weather the so-called storm. But either way, it's all us little people that get hit by it. And especially when you're probably paying too much in the first place. I mean, I know the rest of you are feeling this. In fact, we have a new segment coming up that's starting in the fall, and it's called Nickeled and Dimed. And we're going to pick out some of the best ones that you send in and send you a little gift certificate to go and get coffee and a donut. But nickeled and dimed, like where you can't stand it. It's kind of like, it seems like everywhere I go, everybody wants a tip. And I'm a good tipper. I was raised by my mother who said, listen, you don't go out to eat. You don't go wherever if you can't afford to tip correctly. And I love that because she didn't think that was right. And I agree. Waiters, all of that. But I'm saying you go to fast food and are you tipping now? I mean, you're handing me the bag of food. There are some crazy things that are happening. And we are being nickeled and dimed all over the place. Look at streaming. So, again, you could say, well, do you have to stream everything? And the thing is, this is the entertainment for so many people, families, etc. Think about what happened during the pandemic. Some of us use it for our job. And I gave you the example there. There were people doing their job on the tennis grounds from all over the world. It's one of our biggest events in the United States. It is a big showcase for the U.S. And so even if you're not a tennis fan, you just got to put your mind in that space, and they just ripped it out from underneath them. And there is no way that those reporters from England, from Spain, from wherever else, Belgium, are going to find a seat somewhere, run out to all these courts in enough time and be able to describe the action. And some of them are broadcasters, radio broadcasters, television broadcasters. And then they have to go live, and they have to rely on details that sparsely come out afterwards. So that, I've been in many press boxes. That is the name of the game. And it's the same in football, college football, pro football, all of it. Listen, I covered major sports teams and college teams and went to many locker rooms and went into many, many press boxes. And you had to rely on those feeds because it doesn't matter who you were. You weren't on the field for every single thing that happened. Your analysis is one thing, but you had to be able to have access to what the action was. My, oh, my. Frustrating, right? Doesn't have to be so complicated. All right, my friends, be safe, be cool, and for goodness sake, try and be happy. Right, Guinness?
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.